initiating spiritual growth in the church.
Kuyambitsa kukula kwa moyo wa uzimu mumpingo.
By Paul Bucknell.
Opunzitsa Paul Bucknell.
Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda.
Ndipo Roderick Banda adamasulira kuchoka kuchingerezi kupita kuchichewa.
Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom.
Koma amene adasindikiza zonse ndi Biblical Foundations for Freedom.
www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Kupangitsa kuti choona ndi cha Mulungu chitumikire pakati pa anthu onse mu mbadwo uno watsopano.
Session 5, Isaiah 50 verses 5 to 9.
Kunzilo 5, Isaiah 50 kuyambira ndime 5 kulekeza ndime 9.
The Heart of Discipleship, Part 2 of 2.
Imeneyi ndi mbali ya chiwiri ya mapunziro akukula kumoyo wa uzimu.
Continues from Session 1.
Ndipo imeneyi ikulumikizana ndi punziro loyamba lija.
Yesterday we began discussing the heart of discipleship.
Dzulo tinayambako kukambirana za mtima wa kuphunzitsa munthu kuti aumbike akhale chimene Mulungu amafuna akhale.
It's such an important message.
Utenga umene uja ndi utenga wabwino kwambiri.
Because sometimes we do the outside, the form, but don't have the heart.
Chifukwa nthawi zambiri timapanga timalimbikira pa zinthu zakunja zooneka ndi maso koma mtima timawiwala.
But if we're going to be a disciple of Jesus, we must not only do the things he does, but have the heart to do those things. And we began yesterday looking at Isaiah chapter 50, verse
4.
This is the third servant song. And it's theme that starts at verse 4 and goes right to verse
9.
The theme is availability.
Isn't
that what a servant is?
He's
always available for his master's use.
Now the
master, he can say, you know, if something's happening, he can make decision, I'll go half hour later.
Bwana akoza kuganiza zoti achite ndi akoza panga china chili chonse mwina pa teka laola akoza kupita kukachita chili chonse chimena kufuna.
But the servant has to be prompt.
Koma wanchito mtumiki afunika kuti panthawi yake azipezeka nachita nchito imene afuna achiteyo.
So as we continue the series on initiating spiritual growth in the church.
Tono pamene tikupitiliza phunziro la kulimbikitsa kapena kuyambitsa nchito ya kukuza uzimu wa mpingo.
Let's come before the Father in prayer.
Tieni tibwere pamaso pa Ambuye mwakupemphera.
Oh Father in heaven.
Atate wakumwamba,
we thank you so much for the way that you have given us an example through Jesus Christ.
Tifuna kukuthokozani facha njira zimene mudaonetsera pakuti patsa chitsanzo cha mwa Yesu Kristu Ambuye wathu.
Now all the more come Lord into our lives.
Tsono tikupemphani kuti inuyo mudze mukati mwathu.
Come into our hearts.
Mulowe mukati mwa mitima yathu.
And shape us in such a way that we have the same heart and attitude as Jesus Christ.
Ndipo mutiumbe kutifike pamlingo wakuti khoza kukhala nawo mtima ndi makhalidwe onga amene Kristo anali nawo.
That in the same way that you might work through Jesus to do all the things he did.
Kuti monga mudagwiritsa ntchito Yesu mukhoza kutigwiritsa nso ife ntchito tigwira monga mmene Yesu amagwirira.
That you likewise might work through our lives and produce all those good fruits.
Kuti mukhozanso kugwira ntchito kudzera mwa ife ndi kubala zipatso.
We pray this in Christ's name.
Ndipo tikupemphera zonse mu dzina la Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
So yesterday we were speaking about having that same attitude in ourselves that was in Christ Jesus.
Julo timakambira naza kukhala nawo mtima mukati mwathu monga umene unali mwa Kristu Yesu.
Remember, we're not just seeing, okay, Jesus is a great savior.
Tsono tikumbuke kuti sitingo kamba za Yesu ngati mpulumutsi wamkulu ndi wamphamvu.
He was a good teacher, he was a good healer.
Anali mphunzitsi wabwino kapena anali wodziwa kuchiritsa matenda osiyana siyana.
But instead we find him taking off his glory
koma tikumona Yesu yo akuvula ulemelelo wake
from Philippians 2, taking on the form of man.
It says here in verse 5-7,
he emptied himself. Taking the form of a bondservant. And being made in the likeness of men. So he didn't rely on his great power. He didn't rely on his God wisdom. He humbled himself, derobed himself of those things. And he depended on the Spirit of God to fill him and help him to live out that life. Which serves as an example for each of us. For in the same way the Spirit of God could come in our lives, there's nothing to hold back the Spirit of God in our lives. Except you and me. God is willing. The Spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. May God give us grace to open our eyes in this time. And to see how we, yes, can be like Jesus. It's not just a saying. That pastor's wife over there. That mother giving birth. That evangelist going to that village. The pastor crying over a dead person. That person, young person looking for a job. You can be filled with the Spirit of God. And all through today, I'm going to give you some real concrete steps to go forward. But let's look at our heart. Yesterday, we looked at four things from verse 4, Isaiah 50. Remember, I said, the Lord God gave me the tongue of disciples. What does that mean? What's the principle? The disciple is a learner. The disciple is a lifelong learner. If Jesus learned, we need to learn. The Lord God gave me the tongue of disciples so that I might sustain the weary one. What does that mean? It's the purpose of discipleship. The Lord gives to me so I can serve others. The third one. Morning by morning, he awakens. We see the discipline of the disciple. The disciple regularly communes with God. And fourthly, the attention of the disciple. Sometimes we face the hard difficulties in life. And you have to awaken your ear. Remind me, I not only hear, but I obey. And But today we're going to be looking at verses 5 to
9.
The resolve of the disciple. That's the inner purpose, the inner drive to persist in pleasing our Master. So a disciple withstands difficulties in order to please his Master. And in every case we find that Jesus was a wonderful example. And we find in this case it's so true. So let's turn and think about this verse. Hopefully you have your Bibles open. Now we're going to have 4 points here. And one is our heart commitment, verse 5. Verse 6 is our choice to serve. Our trust in God is verse
7.
And fourthly, from verse 8 and
9,
is our victory over bitterness. So I'd just like to read verse 5 to 9. And if you could keep your Bibles open the whole time, that would be great if possible. Okay. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. Verse 6, I gave my back to those who strike me, my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting. 7, for the Lord God helps me, therefore I am not disgraced, therefore I set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Verse 8 and 9. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up to each other. Who has a case against me? Let him draw near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who is he who condemns me? Behold, they will all wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them.
Mdani wanga ndani andiandikire. Taonani, ambuye Yehova adzanditandiza ine. Ndani amene adzanditsutsa. Taonani, yonse adzatha ngati chovala njenjete zidzawadya.
What do we find here?
Kodi chimene tikupeza ndime zimenezi ndi chani?
It's Jesus' example.
Now
let's first look a little more clear at verse 5, Jesus' heart commitment.
Now,
what do we find here?
It
says the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. Do you notice the difference between this and verse
4?
What's different in verse 4? He mentioned the ear before. So what's the difference? What do you say about the ear in verse 4? What do you say about the ear in verse
5?
Verse 4, he talks about waking it up.
akambaza kuli dzutsa khutu.
Verse 5 he says he opened it.
Amene verse 5 akuti alitsegula khutulo.
There's a difference.
Palikusiyana pamene.
There's a difference.
Palikusiyana kwakulu pamene.
To wake is easy.
And just avuda kuli dzutsa khutu.
But if you're going to open it,
koma kuti mulitsegule,
it takes surgery.
Koma funika kuti ndithu munthu apite ku operation.
There's a special work that takes place.
Pali nchito yapadera-dera imene machitika mmoyo.
Why do you need his ear open?
Timene chimfunika ndikuti khutu lathu likhale lotsegula.
Because he began to face difficulties in life that he could not handle.
Chifukwa kwanza kumana nawo mavuto asiyana-siyana amene sitingathe kuchitapo.
He didn't want to face them.
Sidingathe kulela kuti mavuta amene wa.
And it will take a divine work of God to make him say yes, I'll do that.
Tone zimatengera mphamvu kuti somo cha Mulungu kuti munthu akomere kuti ite ndichita.
Sometimes God has to wake us up. But not only waking us, do that surgery in our ear to open it so we say okay.
Ndazina Mulungu amafuna kuti adzutse makutu athu tone osangotango dzutsa chabe ayi. Koma kuti atsegure khutulo atali panga operation kuti tsono tikhoza kukamvera ife kukonzeka kunena kuti inda mbuye ndavomera.
I remember one time
ndikumbuka tsiku lina lake.
I was in my home office.
Ndidali mu office ya kunyumba kwanga
and I was just praying.
Then ndimapemphera
and God came to me.
Ndi Mulungu adabwera.
And he put in my heart that he wanted me to lie down on my floor.
Ndibodaika china chake pamtima panga kuti ndiende kuti ndigone pansi chafufumimba.
So I lay down on my back.
Ndendidagona pamene pacho.
And all of a sudden in vision I see him.
Then madzidzidzi ndidamona iye masomhenya.
But he's wearing doctor's outfit.
Kuti adavala ngati dokotala wekuchipatala kuti.
And in his hand was something.
Ndipo mudzanjalake mudali chibuchina chake.
It was a surgeon's knife.
Ndipo mudali mpenyu chabagwitsa ntchito kuchipatala pofuna kuchita operation munthu.
And he had stretched out his hand.
Ndino adatambasula dzanja lake.
And I was lying there.
Ndino ndidali chigonere pamene pacho.
I know what he wanted.
Ndipo ndikadziwa chimene adafuna kuti achite.
He wanted me to put out my hand.
Ndadafuna kuti ndine ndipekeso dzanja langa.
Actually, excuse me. The knife was in my hand.
Opibani kuti mpenyu dali mdzanjalanga
and he was wanting me to pass it over to him.
Ndiyakadapeka dzanja kuti mpenyu ndipeleke mdzanjalake.
I stood for the longest time holding that.
Ndikondidakhala ndavechani ndikadali chigwirire mpenyu cha.
I began to break out in a sweat.
Bondamba kuchita tsukuta kwambiri.
Lots of things were going through my mind.
Sinthu zambiri zidamba kuenda muenda mutumangamu.
If I go and give God that knife,
ndikampatsa Mulungu mpenyu meneyo,
he's all dressed.
Rovala galenga ndi dokotala.
He might say, all right, here goes your arm.
Mwina khoza unyewu lati funa mkono wako ndendidula.
He might take my life.
Mwina kutheka ndipa.
Might take my wife.
Mwina kutheka atenga mkazi wangu.
My ministry.
Kapena utumiki wanga.
I don't know.
Sindu dziwa chimene achite.
He wasn't saying anything.
Sangala mkulatu kalikonsa tanko kachimire.
He just was there waiting.
Yetu adango tambasula dzanja namango ditira.
It took me a long time.
Zidandizengele mphawi kweita.
It was one of the most difficult decisions in my life.
Kudali chinthu chovuta kwambiri kulingalira za kuchitwa operation more.
Finally God's truth freed me.
Ndipo kenaka kumapeto kwa zonse chona ticha Mulungu chidandimasula.
I said I know I hate losing anything that I have.
Ndinangula mau kune kuti ndikudziwa kuti ndimadana nako kuti achina chiri chonse chimene ndiri nacho.
But I know that the one who will hold the knife.
Koma ndikudziwa kuti iye amene afuna agwire mpeni.
That is good.
Kuti ndiwabwino.
I can trust him.
Ndipo ndikweza kumdalira.
And he knows better for my life.
Ndipo amajabwino kwambiri moyo wanga kuposa mmene ndimwini ndimaudziwira.
It was so hard I finally raised up.
Then ndikanaka mapereka dzanja likunjenjemera.
Open my hand.
Kupereka kutegula dzanja.
Thank you.
Ndikupereka mpere.
You see, God wants to work in each of our lives.
Ukudziwa kodi Mulungu tu akufuna atagwira ntchito mkati mwa mioyo yathu aliyense wa ife.
I didn't know what would happen that coming year.
Sindimadziwa kuti chachimene chikuchita zotani.
And in fact, nothing particular did happen that year.
Ndipoza chachimene chopanda chiri chonse chimene chidachitika.
But something happened to me.
Koma chinachaki chinachizika moyo wanga.
There was a purposed decision to trust God with whatever he does in my life.
Chimene chida chikancha kuti mulungu adandisintha kufika pajapo kuti ndatsimikiza mtima ndidzamdalira mulungu pachina chiri chonse chofunika mmoyo wanga.
Are there some of those difficulties you're facing right now?
Sindi kudziwa kuti ndimavuta mtundu anja amene mukukumana nawo lero.
That you don't know how to turn over to the Lord.
Kuti simudziwa kuti kodi ndikhoza kupereka bwanji vuto limene ali kwa mulungu.
That you're quite unwilling to turn over to the Lord.
Ndabwina simuli okonzeka ndovomera konse kuti mukhoza kupereka zimenezo kwa mulungu.
Jesus faced times like that.
Yesu adakumana nawo mavuto ngati amenewo.
That's why he needed that operation. He needed that ear opened up.
Chifukwa chake adafuna khutu lake litsegulidwe.
Something we don't do on ourselves, something he does on us.
Chimene ifirst ingate kutsapatoka kwa mulungu uyo ndamena machita malumathu.
But can I suggest that it's something that we want him and ask him to do?
Kuma banji mawu no titero kuti tifuna mulungu achite zimenezi pamoyo wathu.
Now we can see that. He says, I was not disobedient.
Ngoti kuona chimene yakunena kuti ndadusi kuti ndidapanduka pachimenezi ayi.
Kapena kuti I turned back.
Kapena kuti ndikabaya mbuyo ayi.
God Yahweh broke the door of my heart.
Mulungu wamphambiyonse Yehovah adalowa pakhomo la moyo wanga.
And you can sense Jesus going through this battle, can you not?
Ndipo mukhoza kuona kumamva mkatimu kuti kama pamenepa Yesu ali kulimbana ndi china chake.
Time after time, enemies were there to kill him.
Nawe ndi nthawi anthu ambiri amafuna amuphe.
Time after time, his disciples didn't want to hear that he said he was going to die.
Nthawi ndi nthawi aphunzira ake samafuna iye kuti afe.
And when he went to Gethsemane,
when
he went up to Mount of Olives to pray,
before coming out after that papili lawali vikapembera,
you see the resistance.
Mukona kuti padali kulimbana mpaka
mwana. You see the challenge.
Mukona kuti padali kuvuto pamenepo.
God was working.
Mulungu adali kugira ntchito mwa iye.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we find it interesting insight into one of the kings.
Mulinzeni abadele mene timayipeza mene mfumu ina kutipatsa pamene.
Chapter 20.
Chapter 20 cha Tumbiri.
Second Chronicles. There was a king, Jehoshaphat.
Banali mfumu chaba Jehoshaphat.
Earlier in that chapter we can see in verse 5 and onward that God miraculously delivered him.
Tikona mundimega 5 kuti Mulungu adampulumutsa kwa mabodo abwitsa.
And he believed God.
Ndipo iye adakhulupirira Mulungu.
He believed God would give victory.
Adakhulupirira kuti Mulungu akhoza kuwapambanitsa.
To such a point that he put the praise team in front.
Kufika pa kuti pakumenyana nkhondo ndadani yake adayika gulu loyimba patsogolo pa asilikali.
Verse 17, you need not fight in this battle. Station yourself. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord.
Ndimene 17, sikwa inu kuchita nkhondo kuno ayi, chilimikani imani. Nimupenye chipulumutso cha Yehova pa inu Yuda ndi Yerusalemu.
You know, sometimes we've seen God do great things in our life.
Hazina takala tikona Mulungu akuchita zinthu zodabwitsa zamphamvu mioyo yathu.
Early, often when we're called, God gives us certain degrees of success to encourage us.
Ndazambiri pamene timakhala kuti tikuchita china chake chimene tikuvutika nacho, timaona kuti Mulungu amatipatsa kuthekera ndi kupambana kodabwitsa.
We say, God, I'm here for you.
Ndazimanena kuti Mulungu ndili pano chifukwa ine.
I'm here, Lord. I want to be totally available for you.
Ndifuna ndikhale wopezekera pamaso panu Mulungu.
As the years go on,
zvakazadza zvikamapita,
we find ourselves in other situations.
Mapezeka kuti kenaka pafika zinanso mumoyo wangu.
We don't think about availability anymore.
And what if I just manage to know that come in and we don't disappear anymore.
Our relationship with God is a little constrained and not so pleasing.
Ubale wathu ndi Mulungu mafika pa jopo tsamwitsa ndemino sakondwela anzo ayi mkazi mamiyo yathu.
This happened in Jehoshaphat's life.
Moyo wa Jehoshaphat zidachitika anzo zimenezi.
Verse 35-37.
Ndimega 35-37.
And after this Jehoshaphat king of Judah lied himself with Ahaziah king of Israel. He acted wickedly in doing so. So he allied himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish. They made the ships in Ezion-Geber. Then Eliezer, the son of Zabaduhu, a Marashi, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, "Because you have allied yourself with Ahaziah, the Lord has destroyed your works." So the ships were broken and could not go to Tarshish.
Zitataizi Jehoshaphat, mfumu ya Yuda, anapatikana ndi Ahaziah, mfumu ya Israeli. Yemoyo anachita moipitsitsa, napatikana naye kupanga zombo zomuka kutalisi. Nazipanga zombozo mwezioni Gebere. Pamenepo Eliezeri, mwana wa Dodavahu, wa Maresa, ananemera kumtsutsa Yehoshafati, ndikuti, popeza wapatikana ndi Ahaziya, Yehova wapasula ntchito zako, ndipo zombo zinasweka zosakhoza kumuka kutalisi.
So the Lord has destroyed your works.
Ndeno Mulungu waononga ntchito zako.
The Lord loves us.
Murungutu amazikonda.
The Lord wants to prosper us.
Murungu amafuna ife tichite bwino mmoyo.
But when we do things in ways that he doesn't want,
koma kuti tikachita zinthu mchita zimene Murunguyo sakufuna,
he reminds us that perhaps he's going to come along and destroy our works.
Ama tikumbutsa koma nthawi zina amabwera kuononga ntchito zonse zimene timadzira mandira nazo.
We want to be obedient.
Nthawi zina timakhala kuti tinalo
khulupirira. We are fire, we were dedicated.
Tidali ndimoto kwambiri ndali fire fire.
And we made our best to forward.
Koma nthawi zonse timafuna zinthu zambuya zikupa to go.
And that availability has gone into disobedience.
Koma kupezeka kwathu kuja kumafika pena pofika kuti takhala anthu osamvera.
I don't know if there's any of that in your life.
Sindidziwa ngati mwina moyo wina wake pano zinthu zili motero.
Can you just ask God now to open your ear?
Kodi mungango mufunsa Mulungu kuti ambuye tsekulani kutula.
Whatever it might be.
Kuti ndi chinthu chamtundu wanji chimene chikonzo kacho chotsamwitsa pai.
The Lord said, forgive one another.
Mulungu amanena kuti khululukirani ina ndi mzati.
But you don't want to forgive.
Koma mwina kuteka inu, alipo wena amene simufuna kuwakhululukira.
And so God holds his grace back.
Ndeno Mulungu amachotsa chisomo chake nanena kuti ndiyambanza chisunga pang'ono.
And you keep saying, why do I suffer so? Why is this ministry so difficult?
Ndeno zikatero zinthu zikavuta, mapa kufunsa mafunzo, chifachani ambuye kwalola chitike, chifachani kumbiko afika powala motere.
One possible reason.
Thawi zina chifukwa chimene zimene zimachitikira.
The Lord is destroying your works.
Kuteka kuti Mulungu waononga ntchito zonse zimene mumadzitamandira nazo.
He's waiting for you to open your ear.
Chimene akuyembekezera kuti mutsegule kutulani.
Ask the Lord to open your ear.
Ndipo mumpemphe Mulungu kuti atsegule kutulani.
Let's look at verse 6.
Tenjoni ndimeka 6. Yeah, Yesaya 50.
He says, I gave my back to those who strike me. I gave my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting. It's very clear here, again, a demonstration of Christ's spirit. Now, I first want to point out something here very clearly. Who's speaking? I, it says, I did not cover my face. Does something make sense here, not make sense? So remember, Jesus being whipped. But what does it say here? I gave my back to those who strike me. Who's in control? Certainly the ones that were whipping him. I gave my cheeks to those who pluck out my beard. Well, certainly the one pulling out the beard is in charge, right? But The one throwing humiliation upon Jesus. The one spitting on Jesus. Jesus just stood there. He stood bowed. He stood on the ground. Oh, you're king. Who's in charge? Do you see that all the time that the Lord is in charge? And this reminds us the point of this. It is our choice to serve. If you have a difficult time serving, pay attention to this. Often we feel like we're forced just
sure.
I have to walk so far to that village. I have to give my last coin.
Away.
I have to hear those calls from my relatives or from those people that persecute me. As long as you hear those, you'll never win the victory.
But
like Jesus, we have to learn that we are in control. We are the disciple. And all those things that happen go through our will. Instead of saying, I have to do that, say, I choose to do that. Instead of thinking, I'm forced to do that, with a sense of begrudging and resentment against God, begin to say, I'm willing to do that. Take back your will. For in everything we are to give thanks. But this is God's will for us. Don't let someone steal those most precious opportunities to serve our Lord with a grateful heart. Do you remember John 19:10-11? Pilate was saying to Jesus, I have power to release you. But what did Jesus say? Do you not know that I have authority? See, there's nothing that holds back. Jesus is not ashamed.
Yes,
because he chose to give his whole life to the Lord. This is our choice. And we can go from a spirit of grudging and resentment to a service of joy and thanksgiving. Just by choosing, yes, that is what I want. I trust your will for my life. I'm willing to live this life for you. And for those I serve. Of course, behind all this, we have to trust our sovereign God has his plan and his resources. Let's go on and think of the next thing, verse 7. Verse 7, he says, For the Lord God helps me, therefore I am not disgraced, therefore I have set my face like flint. I know that I shall not be ashamed. Let's go back up on the Mount of Olives here. The night that he was betrayed. Is this true? The Lord God helps me. You know, often when we're facing some situation, you tell the Lord he has to help me here. He has to help me this way. No, he doesn't. He helps in the way he judges as wise and best. Now we remember Jesus wrestling. Is there a way out? I don't want to go that way. In your great plan, is there another way? But if it's not your will, that's okay. But did God really help Jesus? Oh yes. Do you know that Jesus had legions of angels at his hand? Tens and tens of thousands of angels. God was with him. But Jesus didn't rely on those angels to escape the cross, but to endure the cross. Did you not remember that the angels were ministering to Jesus up there on the Mount of Olives? Not to escape, but to endure. You see, we have to find, we acknowledge that there is pain, there are things we don't want to do. But there's comfort when we look to the Lord in faith. Yesterday someone quoted from a psalm, I think Psalm 91, The Lord God is my help. So we find comfort in the way God helps us. You know, at times we face weakness. And I'd just like to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 for a minute. I find that we are specialists in trying to escape pain. Chapter 12, verse 9. We find starting verse 7 where Paul himself was afflicted with some problem. He understood in the end, verse 7 it says, that it was actually became a tool of God to help him, to keep him from pride. Verse 8, he rightly asked the Lord three times, would you please heal me? But in verse 9, he said this, My grace is sufficient for you. For power, my power is perfected in weakness. Who said that to him? God said to Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is what? Perfected in weakness. We want to avoid we're weak. We want to show everybody we're the greatest. We want troubles. We want the ministry to have a good name, right? Let me just share with you. Two weeks before I left for this trip, I only had maybe like 5% for all I needed for this trip. One week before I left, only 33% came in. I don't like to do it that way. I like the money to come in. I like to make plans. But I find, like someone came up to me that week when I only had
33%.
Does that, is this regular? Does it happen that way? I said, yeah, it does. I don't like it happening that way. It's weakness, right? We're not like the big non-profit organizations out there. You got all those millions of dollars. No, we walk in weakness. But that's the way God's work is perfected. We want to escape it. But there has to be that truth here that shapes our heart. So we say, I don't like it, but it's okay. Don't think of it as a way that God is not powerful. You must not think that way. God is still powerful. Or must you think that it's because God doesn't care for you? No. My power. You want His power? Be careful. You're asking for weakness. That's what it says. That, he said, God is with you. My grace is sufficient. No matter what you face, no matter what people call you, no matter the pain, grace is sufficient for you. So we see God helping Jesus. Therefore, I'm not disgraced. Because of His grace. Like a rock, my face is strong. The enemies are mocking me. I fall under the burden of carrying that wooden cross. Striking that crown in my hand. The blood is staining all over my body. They strip me nude. Ha, they say, look at the king. I will not be ashamed. Because God's will is never to be ashamed. This is the divine calling of the Almighty King. I am His soldier equipped for His service. This is what He has called me for. This is His purpose for my life. And there, I had to please my trophy. I had to please my master. Nothing's going to stop me. This was our master's heart. Can you ask Him right now, give me this kind of
heart?
The Lord God helps me. We will be vulnerable, weak. We won't know where to go. Sometimes we're alone. But God is our strength. Let me go on and share a little bit how God started this ministry. We were going through a book. Experiencing God was the name of it. I was leading the small group, so I was going through it myself. Then I come to a question.
Then
do you want God's best for you? Ah, yes. And then he had me write out, okay, what are the things you love the most? And, well, God dealt with me already with my family. That wasn't on my mind. But I loved the teaching ministry I had. I was pastoring at the time. And there was a consistent salary coming in. I said, yeah, I like that. Oh, he said, okay, well, just take those two things and give them to the Lord. But that made me think a little bit. What does it mean to give them to the Lord? It means that He can take them away. But those are the things I like. But, you know, if there's something better, okay, I trusted him on that. Within about a month and a half, all of a sudden, those two things I loved the most were taken away. Beginning to take away. Well, the Lord put in my heart that He wanted me to step down from that ministry. And He wanted me to, you know, turn to another ministry. Well, my wife, she had this, God was speaking to her exactly the same. Now, so I spoke to the church. They said, well, are you sure? So there was another mess. There was another church that was had an open pastorate. May God was just burning my heart. I should try and apply for them. And well, the church wanted to talk to my wife. Are you sure? Do you agree with your husband? Well, after a while, they said, okay, just stay with us another further month. I was trying to go through the leadership and try to confirm all this. Finally, elders said, okay. And so as time went in, right after they said that, I found out that that church, no, we don't want you. Sorry. And I was trying to wonder, what was God doing? And then, of course, our salary stopped. And I had 7 children at the time. And as the months go on, a few months went on, God didn't put on my heart to look for a pastorate. I could easily find one. But He didn't put on my heart, so I was just waiting before. Then we were down to no money. And I started thinking ahead. And I look back, I said, I don't have that salary, and I don't have that teaching position. It was a challenge. And those things that I loved the most, I no longer had. And I realized, again, like you, no money for the children. So early one November morning, I go on my knees. Everybody else was sleeping. I began to cry out to God. I said, God, please provide. You know I love teaching. You know I want to care for my family. And all of a sudden, God began to teach me what He wanted. He wanted me to cry out to Him. When I cried out to Him, God provided. How do you do it? In this case, He just gave me the whole plan in my mind. Over 2 days, He began pouring a lot of ideas and thoughts on my heart. And I'll never forget, the Biblical Foundations for Freedom began when I was the weakest.
Biblical Foundations for Freedom, BBF,
it wasn't my ideas. It wasn't my money. I had nothing. When I look back now, you see that God has given me so much. I never could dream it. But God's provided. God's able to use these materials to help people all around the world. Brokenness is not to be feared. But a hardened heart is to be feared. The hardened heart is where you're not open to the Lord. Or the doubt, the griping heart, where you don't want to, not willing for God to use you. Lastly, the victory over bitterness. Verses 8. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up to each other. Who has a case against me? Let him draw near to me. Isaiah 50, verse 8.
Iye alikafupi amene alunga mita ine, ndani ataganga nandine, tia nitimilile tonse pamozi, mdani wanga ndani andiandikire.
First of all, let it be very clear that we are not to take revenge.
Poyamba penipeni tinene ichi, diponji nene mwone neta, tisamakandim timo bezila shoyipa.
When he says, who will justify me, who will vindicate me, who will straighten this mess up?
Pamene alikulankula mtumiki, kunene kuti
you see, there's a lot of injustice. I was up in northeast India. At that time, the state was called Oriya. And I was I was ministering to just hundreds of pastors.
Ndibona ndimatumikira kwa azibusa ambili.
And I was just blessed by them. They were blessed by the word of God.
Ndibona ndidadalitsika nawo komanzo vadadalitsika ndimawa Mulungu.
The very next year the Hindu radicals became alive.
Ndibona takachotsadira amenadali achipembedzo chechi Hindu. Adamba kuchita zvikumolimbika.
And they went through the whole state.
Ndipada pita delalonsero
raping, killing Christians.
Kumagwirira azimai amene nda Christu komanso kumavapa,
burning churches and church Christian businesses down.
Kumachadichi komanso kumagwetsa ma business onse a Christu.
The government was just a little blind to it.
Ndipo boma lidangokhanga tsiri kuona siri machita pokana kali konse utawalandidza.
Finally the remaining Christians were gathered into like 7 camps that the government set up.
Ndipo a Christian magira nshito maguru maguru mane mulu boma lidakazvitsa.
There's some things in life that we will not understand.
But isinto zina moyo simene siti kudzi mene siti dzimvetsetsa.
But let us understand in a broader sense that God is never blind to injustice.
Soma tendera kuti tidzwe zvinhu zvonse kuti Mulungu sakala chete pamene pali chirungako.
Even in the book of Revelation he speaks highly of those who were martyred for him.
Ndibonga kale mukula chivumbulutso Mulungu amalankhula kwa mazoko makwambiri zokudza iwo amene adaphedwa chifacha dzina lake.
Remember what they were saying? When Lord, when?
Mukumbuka kuti oyera mtima amene adaphedwawo amalankhula kwa Mulungu kuti abuye mudzabezera liti ambuye mudzabezera liti.
Romans 12:19 says revenge is mine, thus says the Lord.
Ndipo Aroma chapter 19 amanena kuti kubezera kwake kwa ambuye atero Yehova.
You see, our call is to love and to preach the gospel.
Inu mwenera kukumbukira kuti mbetanidwe athu ndakuti tikonde athu komanso tivalikire utungapo.
Jesus said, I came into the world not to judge the world but to save the world.
Yesu adanena kuti ndidadza kudziko labansi wasati kudzeruza dziko labansi koma kudzapulumutsa dziko labansi.
And in this dark world we are there shining as lights.
Ndipo kuti kumapeto kwa zvose tidzakhala ife tikuwala ngati nyenyezi.
One day justice will come.
Tsikulini chirungamo chitsapela.
But God will handle that.
Ndipo Mulungu adzogwira zvimenezvo.
The evil we find around here,
toipa chine chiri tonse chimene chimakumana nacho kokhala ndi moyo mtsiko lapansi.
They will never finally pay out for that justice. God has an eternity to bring judgment upon those people.
Sizidzakwaniritsa chine chiri tonse koma kuti Mulungu ndiamene adzalipira zvonse natibwezera ife chirungamo tonse.
But now is our time to bring grace and love into the world.
Koma ndavi noyo ndavi yatu yakutibetse chisomo koma so chikondi mdziko lapansi.
Those people might come out of the darkness into the light.
Kuti anthu ajali mumdima choke mumdima ndipadze kukunika.
Do you remember Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, the very last beatitude?
Kodi mukukumbuka chimene Yesu adanena pa ulachiko yake cha upiri.
Bless those who persecute.
Ndalitani iwo amene amakuzunzani.
Forgive your enemies.
Kululukirana adanyana.
Have you forgiven your enemies?
Kodi nuyo adanyana mudakululukira?
Your enemy is not those people.
Adanyana sent waja.
Your enemy is the enemy.
Koma ndani ndi mdanuti.
He's leading them all astray.
Ndamene ujambida kuwashoka letaja.
We need to go out and save.
Ife tena upira kuwapulumutsa vandu.
Unless to save, God will judge them.
Ngati ife sitiwapulumutsa koma Mulungu adzawala.
We find that Jesus was faithful to the end.
Tiona kuti Yesu analokhulupirika mpaka kumapeto kwa moyo wake.
He will come back and he will lead the judgment of the world.
Adzabwanzo ndipo iye ndamene adzatsogolera pachiweruzo cha dziko lapansi.
But at this point he is gathering and building up his church.
Koma pakadali pano iye ntchito yake akukuza akubweretsa pamodzi komanso akumanga mpingo wake pa dziko lapansi.
And he has called us to join him in that task.
Ndipo akutiza naife kuti tigwire naye ntchito pamodzi mu ntchito imeneyo.
You see, the disciple withstands difficulties in order to please his master.
Mudziweni kuti wophunzira kwa Yesu amalimba mtima naapirira mzee wawo ndi zosautsa cholinga chake kuti alemekeze mbuye wake.
Jehoshaphat was not faithful to the end.
Jehoshaphat sadakhala okhulupirika kumapeto.
Jesus was faithful to the end.
Koma Yesu adakhala okhulupirika mpaka kumapeto.
Will you, my brothers and sisters, be faithful to the end?
Abale ndalongo ndikudandaulirani kukhale okhulupirika kufikira kumapeto kwa zonse.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't know where God's going to lead us.
Sizidziwa kuti Mulungu akutendera kuti.
Just remember, in that weakness you will see God's strength perfected. When you can't do anything, He's reminding you, look to Him. He's able to do everything. He will give you grace. And you can be sure it will be sufficient. Our difficulties are our greatest opportunities to please our Master. The training of the disciple. The purpose of the disciple. The discipline of the disciple. The attention of the disciple. And lastly, the resolve of the disciple. Isn't this our Master Jesus? Who lived so that we could imitate Him. Right in our heart. And to have the Spirit of God like a flame burning in our lives. If you're willing, can you stand with me and pray? We want to say that we're faithful to God. We want God to lead us forward. Let's pray. If you're able, I would ask that you would repeat after the translator as you can. This is a prayer of commitment. And pray as you can and as you should. But don't say anything you don't mean. Father in heaven, everybody that can. We thank you for calling us to be your children. We thank you for calling us in your service. Service of you, the high and mighty King. Forgive us for griping and complaining. We have at times been unfaithful. Cleanse us from our sins. Give us the heart of Jesus. Let Him grow within us. That we would choose to follow you. That we would be willing to endure all things that you call us to. That we would endure to the end. You know what difficulties we now face. Open our ear. Shake us. Make us alive to your will and purpose. Fill us with faith to believe you will provide all we need. And we will faithfully face the difficulties. And please you, our Master. Thank you for this high calling. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
concludes this session. Session 5, Isaiah 50, verses
5-9.
The Heart of Discipleship, part
2
of
2.
Continues from session 1. Initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.